Technology stocks are continuing to melt in the heat. I'm David Brancaccio. Technology stocks flying high until last Thursday are having another day in the red, bright red, looking at my screens right now. The NASDAQ Composite Index in early trading here is down another 3.6%, meaning it's down about 9.25% since Thursday morning. Tesla, the electric car company, until Wednesday, a darling of the stock market, is down 18% today alone. Let's get some insight here from Jeffrey Cleveland, the chief economist at Payden & Riegel in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Hi, David. Good morning.
Morning. Do you see much of a connection between the sudden selling of technology stocks, Tesla, Apple, and beyond, and whether the underlying U.S. economy is up, down, or sideways?
David, in a word, no. I think maybe a loose connection and perhaps some profit taking after a very good run for tech stocks. But other than that, I don't see a strong connection.
All right. Before the weekend, we got that unemployment report down to 8.4%. The White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow, do you see? He suggested on Bloomberg News that the economy is now strong enough and could do without Congress agreeing on new stimulus. The economy is that strong in your view?
Well, David, I think you have to go back 90 days and you have to look at how people thought the economy would evolve. And I think it's safe to say we are on much better footing than we were then. The consensus for Bloomberg had a 10% unemployment rate by year end. We're already at 8.4% on the unemployment rate as of August. So that's great news. The bad news, David, the number that I'm tracking that I'm most worried about is the number of permanent job losers. It's also a line that you can check in the jobs report that we got on Friday. That crept up in August, up to 3.4 million people on permanent job losses. So firms that have permanently shut down, people that have been laid off on a permanent basis, and they're not coming back. I think that's the most worrisome aspect of the underlying economy right now.
Economist Jeffrey Cleveland. Back to the stock market. The Dow is down 541 points, 1.9%. The S&P 500 is down 2.3%. Over the weekend, there was confirmation that a deal has been reached to avoid a funding lapse that would cause the federal government to shut down this fall. But Congress has additional fish to fry. Here's Marketplace's Kimberly Adams.
There are two big things Congress needs to get done this fall. First,
they need to work to make sure that the government does not shut down at the end of September.
That means funding the government, says Tamara Fusile at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
But then they also urgently need to address the coronavirus health and economic pandemic that we're seeing and need to work on a relief package to help struggling households and businesses.
The November election is looming over all of this. Neither party wants a shutdown that will make it look like they can't govern effectively. But there's also not much incentive to compromise in this political environment. Ravi Perry teaches political science at Howard University.
All of these issues are conflating, and what they all signal is that ultimately Congress is essentially paralyzed until the election.
And depending on how the election turns out, maybe even afterwards. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Is there any business not affected by the pandemic? There's data showing among the hardest hit are minority-owned small businesses, especially black-owned small businesses. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell continues to monitor this. Morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, David.
Many factors here. What are the academics saying?
So I looked at this analysis by these economists at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, and what they found is that Black-owned firms are more likely to be located in COVID-19 hotspots, while White-owned firms are less likely to be in the most affected areas. So let me give you a number for this. Roughly 40% of receipts from Black-owned businesses are concentrated in just 30 counties, and roughly two-thirds of those counties are in areas with high numbers of COVID-19 cases. I mean, think the Bronx, Queens. So that was one factor. The other was the Paycheck Protection Program, you know, the one that you've talked about, PPP, that's what it's better known as. That was the government's signature relief program for small business. Well, hardly any of that money reached Black-owned businesses.
We also know, right, that Black-owned businesses overall, on average, tend to start out with far less capital than white-owned businesses and have less access to borrowing.
Yeah, and this has been a long-standing problem, and there's lots of studies. I took one from the Brookings Institution, and it's based on 2018 data, and it found that large banks approve around 60% of loans sought by white small business owners, and just 29% of those sought by Black small business owners.
All right, but as a matter of policy, what could be done?
So I think it's incredibly important to acknowledge that, look, the cornerstone of our neighborhoods are small businesses, and that's especially true with Black-owned businesses. And what we've seen with COVID-19 is just how critical these small businesses are. So policymakers need to pay a lot more attention to these small business owners and the ingrained biases by financial institutions, David. It's just not tolerable. Let me put it to you this way. It's great. It's wonderful to have these Silicon Valley type unicorns, but eliminating these embedded inequalities and support the kind of business that underpin resilient neighborhoods, now that is progress, especially Black-owned businesses.
Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics contributor, speaking from St. Paul. Thank you.
Thank you.
Back to the abrupt deflation of tech stocks in recent days. Rechecking the NASDAQ here, it's now down 3%. Apple is down 4.8% at the moment, down 13% in a week. Even the crafts marketplace Etsy is down 1.6% this morning. It had been on track for a little jump today after word came Friday the stock would be added to the S&P 500 index. That means everyone who owns the popular S&P 500 will soon own a little Etsy, but that's not helping much today. Our producers are Meredith Gerritsen, Candice Manriquez-Wren, Daniel Shin, and Erica Soderstrom. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.